Tonight's video is about a couple who are out camping, and some weird things start happening to them throughout the night. And now, he does not believe that his girlfriend actually returned home with him. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now, let's get spooky. Sorry for any errors in this. I'm on my mobile. My girlfriend commandeered my laptop. I wrote about this, and a few people had asked me to expand on it. I had mostly pushed the memories out of my mind and written them off. But once I got to thinking about it, I realized it was kind of a weird trip. And so I figured I'd share and see what you all think of it. I love camping. I try to go every summer. My family has a little cabin on Moxie Pond, right on the water. It's a couple hundred miles headed northwest, and then about 10 miles down the old logging roads to get to our spot. I love it. It's trees and water and no neighbors to be seen. It's quiet, unless the dickhead across the pond is running his generator all damn day. There's no power. It's gas, lights, and stove. No plumbing. No running water other than what you pump from the lake using the old-fashioned hand pump over the sink. You do your business in the outhouse and throw some cedar shavings on it as a courtesy to the next person. My girlfriend and I have been together for about 2 years. She's more from the city, but she was excited to come with when I said I wanted to go up to camp this year. We couldn't go last year. So we packed our clothing and food and whatnot into my truck and started up. It was about a 4-hour drive. It was about an hour and a half on the highway until you get to the Schohagen, Schko Vegas, it's occasionally called. And then it's another couple hours drive through tiny towns that are trapped in yesteryear and falling apart. The further you get from the paper mill, the worse it looks, but the better it smells. Driving by the paper mill smells like a wet skunk fart. You'll eventually get up into the mountains. The views are amazing. Sometimes some masshole will give you plenty of time to admire them as you're trapped behind their bumper as they creep along. You eventually get to the Forks. The Forks contained Barry's General Store, Whitewater Rafting Companies, and not much else. We got up there closer to the end of twilight, so there was nothing going on, no people out. You take right, driving to the dam by the end of the lake, take a left and you're on the logging roads. You have to go kinda slow on the logging roads. I almost kissed a young moose 1 year when it jumped right out beside my truck, its nose almost coming straight through my open window. You're surrounded by nothing but trees. The forest is so thick. You can't really see past the first trees, especially at night. I've had some weird things happen up here over the years. I've heard a blood-curdling scream in the middle of the night that sounded like a girl getting murdered. The next day, I found a half-eaten rabbit floating in a lake. That put my mind at ease. A rabbit can scream, and it'll sound just like a little girl. I've heard singing in the woods, away from the direction of any other camps. It was a beautiful, mournful song, and I didn't understand the language. That's a different story, though, I digress. We're driving down the logging roads, and I'm quietly laughing to myself as my girlfriend clutches my arm tightly, her eyes wide. She occasionally punches my leg when I don't stifle myself well enough. I don't blame her for being scared. She's never been in the woods like this before. But I warned her, and it was her fault we got such a late start anyways. So, we had the drive in at night. Once you get closer to the lake, the trails get smaller and more overgrown. Birch trees bent over from years of snow and wind scrape their branches over the top of my truck, occasionally blocking my vision. There's always maintenance to be done. I'm used to my eyes playing tricks on me, so I didn't think anything of seeing the shadows moving around us. I just wrote it off as being a trick of the light as the front of my truck bounced on the wretched road. My girlfriend would occasionally gasp and whimper and say, "What the hell is that?" as the shadows played around us. Finally, I just had her put her head in my lap and I played with her hair as I drove, constantly telling myself that the figures and shapes I see are just trees and shadows. This isn't my first time doing this. I get a little turned around in the dark, but we get to camp okay. I let her put her head back up and I take her in my arms and comfort her before we get out, telling her that nothing weird ever happens up here. It's a lie, but I only have to get her out of the truck and into the camp. I grab my flashlight and I get out, and I walk over to her door. I open it for her, grab her bag, and walk her into the camp. I get the gas going and turn the lights on, sit her down in the comfy chair, hand her a book, and go get the rest of the stuff out of the truck. We're moved in, and I make us dinner while she reads. Safe inside, she's calmer now. But she did have me close the blinds to the double slider at the front of the camp. I was going to anyway. During the day, it's a wonderful view of the lake. But at night, the fear is always at the back of my mind that I'm going to look out them and see something standing on the porch looking in. We eat, we enjoy the privacy of each other, and we go to bed. We stayed in the camp for a couple of days. There's nothing that needs doing. We read, we swim, we got it on, we take the kayaks out and visit the islands. I tried to get her to just be naked while we were alone up there, but no luck. I brought a tent because I'd like to spend a night out in the woods, but it was hard to convince her at first. But after a couple of nights spent drinking by the fire without anything weird happening, she's more inclined to try it. As long as I bring my shotgun, which I was going to do anyways. I'd never had an encounter with a bear or wolves up here, and we didn't hear any howling. But I am not staying in the woods unarmed. It was the third or fourth night when we go out. We didn't go far, because I know better than to just wander off into the woods. We stay in sight of the big tree beside camp. We can't see the camp, we can't see the water. But we find a nice flat spot in a small clearing, and I put up the tent. You could probably imagine just how we spent the rest of the day. We had hot dogs and s'mores over the fire that night, and then I put the fire out and we staggered to bed. She fell asleep quickly. I didn't sleep so well. I feel like I was in and out all night, more caught in the in-between world than actual sleep. I felt her get up and saw the muddied light from her hand covering the flashlight, but I couldn't react or say anything. I'm not sure I didn't dream it. She went out, and after a minute she came back in with the light off. She laid down and was out again. I still couldn't move, so again, I'm not sure I didn't dream her going out. My dreams are generally not this exciting. But I know I woke up when I heard her voice from outside the tent, her face on the other side of the fabric, a desperate and terrified whisper.
"You need to get out of there. That's not me. Get out. We need to get back inside the camp."
My blood ran cold and my eyes opened. At least, I think they were open. I couldn't see a thing. I sat up and went to reach for my shotgun, just in case. But I felt her hands wrapped around me and gently pull me back down. She whispered,
Where are you going?
And I just froze. I let her pull me back down as my mind raced. My thoughts were like a broken mirror, trembling around in a dryer, smashing into each other and splintering even more. I said nothing. I just laid down and listened. My girlfriend still had her hands lightly across my chest, and she seemed to have fallen asleep again. I laid there in the dark, straining to hear anything other than her breathing. There was nothing. I had to chalk it up to dreaming, but I also had to look before I could go to sleep. I started to get up again, but again, she pulled me back down and got on top of me, aggressively kissing me. She didn't go to bed naked, she always wore pajamas. She wore some light blue pajama pants and one of my shirts to bed. But they're gone now, though. I wear nothing to bed, so it was easy for her to get what she was after. It's exceedingly rare for her to initiate. That's almost always been my job. As she did her thing, I eventually put what happened out of my mind and finally got my head into the game, thanking the alcohol. After we finished, she immediately got up and went outside. I figured she had just had the pee. But she didn't bring the light. She never just gets right up after. She always just lays there for a while. She left the flap open. I'm sure because she was coming right back. I noticed I couldn't hear anything at all. Not that I was trying to hear her piss. I just figured that she wouldn't be concerned about it and go too far from the tent in the dark. After a couple of minutes, I heard her footsteps returning. She came through the flap and was already on her way, laying down before her feet was inside. I followed the sound and caught her in my arms. She was dressed again, and I was going to ask her why she had left her clothing outside, but she was already asleep by the time her head hit my chest. I kissed her forehead and rolled her off of me so I could zip up the tent flap. Then I laid down, absolutely exhausted, and at some point I fell asleep while listening to the absolute nothing going on in the woods around us. I thought it was strange, but I just figured it was because we were out here. The next morning, I made pancakes and bacon over the fire for us. I mentioned the happenings last night, and she just looked at me quizzically. She couldn't remember any of it. She only remembered waking up to pee, taking the light, and then going back to the tent and crashing again. She's not superstitious. So she just blamed the alcohol and was happy that she made me happy, and that was that. After breakfast, I started to break down the camp. I packed up some things for her to take back, pointing to the tree by camp, and sent her on her way. I watched her walk away for a minute because I just enjoy watching my girlfriend walking away. She disappeared into the woods, and I set about breaking the tent down and gently packing it up. It went slower than I would have liked. You have to get everything just right if it's going to fit in its respective bag again. After struggling for a bit and scratching my head, I became aware that I wasn't alone. I turned around and there was my girlfriend, just looking at me. In broad daylight, she was naked again. My eyes lit up and she giggled at my face, then crossed the distance to me without a word. Then she just simply turned around and walked off in the direction of camp. I'll admit, I was starting to have a hard time keeping up with her, not that I was complaining. I finally got everything put away and went back to camp. I sat down to read for a little bit while finally taking a nap, sitting in the comfy chair in the sunlight facing out the sliders. I woke up to my girlfriend getting touchy after me again. When she was done, I immediately passed out. I woke up sometime in the middle of the afternoon to wind and rain. I'm not sure when. We don't have a clock at camp. My girlfriend had moved over to the couch reading. She was just in her underwear. I don't know what prompted this change in dress code and appetite. I thought it was weird, but I was also happy about it. I started picking things up as we were leaving the next morning. I went to the bedroom to gather any clothing. Her blue pajama pants and my shirt weren't anywhere to be seen. I asked her about them and she said that they were already packed. I went outside to take a leak. The winds were getting stronger now, and occasional fat raindrops would slap against my body. I could just barely hear my girlfriend calling my name. So I shook it off and went back inside to find out what she wanted. She was still sitting on the couch reading. I asked if she had been calling for me. She just looked up and shook her head. I reminded myself that sometimes my imagination gets the better of me, and just put it out of my mind. That night, she didn't let me go right to sleep, but I crashed hard after. I woke up with a mild headache early in the morning. I had to pee again. I turned on my flashlight and covered it, leaving just a sliver of light. My girlfriend sat up and looked at me, so I turned the light towards her. Her eyes looked white and cloudy. I uncovered the light and she blinked from the brightness and her eyes went back to normal. She cursed me for blasting her in the face with the light and I apologized. I told her what I was doing and to just go back to sleep. She told me to hurry back. The storm had passed. I walked outside to the tree line. I shined the light through the trees while I relieved myself just in case. The beam fell upon a patch of upset earth, all scratched and dug up. It wasn't far into the woods, so I walked over to it. Something had obviously gotten eaten. There was blood everywhere. I couldn't really make out any tracks. It just looked like there was a lot of thrashing and kicking involved. But it was weird that there wasn't a carcass. And it was weird that it happened so close to camp. If the body had been dragged off into the woods, I wasn't going to go looking for it. The next morning, we got ready to go and headed out. We talked about the weekend, but she seemed to have a spotty memory of it. I didn't think she had that much to drink. She kept herself entertained with me for most of the ride home. She had never done that before, even when I asked for it. I was finally starting to think with my head attached to my shoulders. Her personality was different, at least when it came to the naughty stuff. But aside from that, she still acted like she always had. I wasn't sure what to think. All she would say when I'd ask her why she wasn't nearly as inhabited anymore was, "I got over it," delivered with a shrug and a smile. It's been a few months now, and her appetite is still high. I'm having a harder and harder time keeping up with her. I'm just getting tired more often. I've noticed I'm getting white hairs, and I just feel older. I talked to my doctor about it, but I can't afford that. I try to tell her that I'm tired, but she always brings it out of me, and then I crash immediately after. And she always seems to have more and more energy. I don't know if I can keep doing this. I couldn't even write this in peace. Does anyone have any idea what's going on?